Welcome to the Open Continent Podcast.
I'm Leticia, your host in Europe, talking to you from London, UK.
I'm Gianni, your host in North America, reporting from Dallas in the US.
And I'm Carla, your host in South America, currently living in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
We're friends living in three different continents.
And here we get to tell you about the funny stuff, the serious stuff, and everything in between.
So let's jump into today's episode.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back.
That was so bad.
Dude, try doing this in public. So, guys, just so you know what's going on, if you hear me a bit more monotone today than the usual or something like that, I'm in public right now. I have to do this on the go, on the bus. So, yeah, that's it. That's it for me.
That was my intro.
How are you guys? How's life?
Life is good.
Happy International Women's Day.
Happy
International Women's Day, although we should be celebrating equality every day. Cheers. Sex comment.
Of course. We said so many quotes. We sent each other like 10,000 messages.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, yeah. It sort of like felt like my birthday. Everyone's like sending all this quotes. Like it was like,
yes.
It was so fun, by the way. It was great.
It was funny that everyone at work. I was just going to say that everyone at work was kind of afraid of how to approach me about Women's Day because they didn't want to be sexist about it and be like killing them. So it was good. It was good fun. It did come and hugged me. I said no flowers. I want your respect.
I felt it way more than other years.
I think we've always had it in us. I think more women are sort of also picking up on it, so therefore like more,
you feel it more. Yeah.
Agree. And also I think they are picking up on more what it stands for rather than think that
all this
people owe them flowers or something like that. I think they're advocating more in this day, which I felt like that from my like social media and things like that was, I've never seen it this active or however you want to call it before.
Yeah, I think people are finally sort of understanding it more as opposed to thinking it's, I don't know, like a bad thing or something, or that it stands for something else, you know?
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, feminism was sort of like not understood. People didn't know what it meant. What was the concept? They thought that it was sort of women above men or something like that. So for the longest time, it was sort of like just a very big misconception.
Exactly. And that's why I normally don't care about things that I post about, like, oh my gosh, do I look cute in this picture? How is my double chin? Like, can you see this? Is that, like, I normally don't really care about it. But this time I did because I posted a picture saying what the future is female, and I didn't want that to be a misconception about where I stand in feminism.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I know. I like what you said. We were talking about this in our group chat yesterday, and you said something important that, like, you can probably say it better than I do, but you said, I hear the bus. You said,
sorry,
something along the lines of, is too much feminism sort of not feminism, something like that, you know? I don't know how you said it.
You know, there's some, I don't know, I could go back to my text, but I get sick on the bus, so I'm not going to do that. So, what I tried to say was that so many people call themselves feminists, but they're being as sexist. And that's not what it is, like feminism, although maybe the way the word is, the root, might be kind of misleading. It's actually about equality. And that's what I put myself as a feminist, I think. Yes, I guess I advocate more for women, and the reason is because for so long we haven't been advocated for. We didn't have the space to advocate or anything like that, you know. So that's what for me the future is female means, that we're gonna come forward and express our opinions and now that we're starting to have space, actually own that space. You know?
Yeah, that's what I said in my post too, that the idea of the future is female is just that women would be given more opportunity in the future, and we would see more women in society as the way that we see men today. And like that's just the idea, because I remember someone at work, this guy, I won't say who he is, but he said sort of like, how come the future is in male. How come it's only female? And I was like, no, that's not the idea about that phrase. No, of course the future is male as well. The present, the past has been male, you know, and the idea behind it is that just finally women hopefully will be given more opportunities so we would see them more in society. And that's all. I mean, we would always, you know, it's sort of like, it's not, we don't need to say that the future is male because it will be, hope, I mean, it will continue to be, you know. But, and then I said, you know, the whole thing about like, there could be so many little girls or boys, like I said in my post, you know, around the world who could do probably incredible things that we don't even know, like the greatest doctors, the greatest like scientists, whatever it is, but we will literally never know if we don't, if they don't go to school, if they don't learn about it. You know, they may have the potential, but if they don't use it or are given the opportunity, then it's sort of, we, everyone in the world, we're missing out on incredible
people. I agree. Yeah, yeah. Another thing, hang on. People are going to know where I live. Actually, I don't live near where I'm going to be now. I've been from like outside of London, going back into
disclaimer.
London.
Disclaimer.
She actually lives in Russia, not really in London, so.
No, what I was going to say is that as important as having those opportunities presented was, that is as important for us to take those opportunities, to actually fight for our opinions, put them out there and everything, you know? Stop being afraid of thinking that if we're too assertive, if we're too ambitious, if we're too anything, we're not women enough. We're not feminine enough. Yeah. And that's, anyway, I think we have preached enough about all of that before.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I think because we have been given the opportunity to sort of go to school, get a great education, be who we want to be, be on our own, be independent. I think because we have been given that, I want to give that to people who don't have it. I want to explain that to people who don't have it. I want to make them understand, you know? Like, this is just an example. I heard I think I told you guys about this. My little cousin, who's 11, I think, I don't know. She said, how come you're not married? She asked me during Christmas. And I said, well, I don't know.
Did I tell you the death stare.
No, did I tell you the story? Okay. So she goes, so how come you're not married? I was like, well, I don't know. I'm just too busy traveling, too busy catching flights. She said, do you want to be married? I said, probably. I mean, the future, I don't know. I mean, yeah, probably, I said. She said, well, just get married then. She didn't understand that, like, she thought getting married was, like, sort of, like, you graduate from high school.
The next step.
Then the next step, like, how come you're not, you know? And she would say things like, but you're 25, like, you should get married kind of thing. I was like, to whom? Like, I don't even have
a girl. You know? That's so 20th century.
Yeah. I was like, but to whom? And she was like, don't you think about it every day? Like, I want to get married. I was like, I started thinking about it.
I'm just picturing her as this like little blonde, very intense little girl that is like staring across from the big table.
Oh my God. She's so beyond her years. She's always been, by the way. I could have this conversation, any conversation I have with you guys, I could have it with her. She's like way... Anyway, but she was like, don't you think about that you want to be married like every single day? Don't you think about it? And I said, no, not really. Like, I don't think about it at all. No. And then she goes, well, I want to be married by the time that I'm 21. I said, okay, see you again when you're 21. I'll bring up this question and we'll talk about it. And we'll see how you feel. But my point is, like, I think society tells you all the time, you know, high school and then this, and then you have to be married. And then once you get married, people are like, oh, when you're going to have a kid. And once you have a kid, it's like, you know, it's just, so I want to, for the people who don't know it yet, I just want to sort of explain it to them also.
And keep voicing your opinions, because like, even if we are given opportunities, there's no equal pay for equal, you know, like I'm doing the same thing. I'm working, I'm doing what I like or whatever, but.
And I bleed once a month doing it.
It's
so
like insane. It's freaking insane that you would pay me less just because I'm a girl.
Yeah, that's
okay. It doesn't make sense. It can't be how we live. So we need to keep pushing this forward.
Yeah.
So yeah. Let's preach. Go, girls. Dun, 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 dun. Talking about empowerment.
Yes.
Do you want to read our March horoscope?
Oh, okay. Heck yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Beginning of the month.
Guys, I love this segment. I don't know why. It has been working. Like,
I wonder if people actually like it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because we don't read,
but
there.
But
anyway.
It's all about how we interpret So, Carla, take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to redeem myself with Christy because, like, we read her horoscope, but we barely read her horoscope, like, also, that episode for Valentine's.
She also got a new job. She's killing it, girl boss. Yeah. So, yes. So, remember you read her horoscope? She was in the process of that, said. So it matched. Yeah, so shout out to Christy. Ooh, she got a new job. Here you go, girl.
Congrats, Christy. Hope you're happy. Take it, girl.
It was something with friends will support you in your next career choice. Like you're moving forward or something, and right? Like,
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So let's go. Let's do it.
And the first one is Taurus on the website. So it matches with Christine. Oh wow, it's longer than usual.
Longer is better, they
say. Okay, so it says, a home truth hits its mark, and what's said cannot be unheard. It might be tough for a few days, but seriously, this is all for the best. It will release you from any fading, false, or negative energy spirals you've been snarled up in. This is your get-out-of-jail ticket. Take it. Look to those who you love and like. Look to spending time in scenery and landscape, which moves you. Look to the simple pleasures of life, eating, napping, etc., and you'll remain on an even keel.
Are you sure that is not Pisces?
Yes, Chrissy. Let's go to brunch. Let's go to brunch. Okay, anyways. Yeah, that was good. Okay, yes. I was feeling it. Get
rid of negative energies and look at the simple pleasures of life. That's true. You'll make it. You'll make it.
You're it's almost summer. You better eat it up.
Next one up, Gemini. It's Miss Nina, right?
Shiani.
Mm-hmm. Jenny, there's a change you want to make in your life.
Oh, shit.
Something significant.
Oh, shit.
And which represents... Oh, my gosh. Okay, Jenny.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm scared.
Wait. Let me finish. There's a change you want to make in your life. Something significant and which represents dismantling a long-held bad behavior or limiting mindset. It's becoming tougher to live with this burden than you think it will be to overcome it. Use this month to make your move and execute this change. Damn. Okay. Look to your past for inspiration, to the people, places, and things which once brought you joy. They can
Oh my god, wait, this is too creepy. I cannot handle this. Oh my god, wait. This is all feels. Oh my god. Okay, wait, go back a little bit. Wait, can you go back to the place? Yeah, I don't remember. You said go back to the place.
Can you go back to when you tell me what I should do? Thank you.
Okay, Jenny, listen to me. Use this month to make your move and execute this change. Look to your past for inspiration, to the people, places, and things which once brought you joy. They can return and fill the gap, comforting you and giving you the resolve to stick to your guns.
Oh, damn. My God. Honestly, I'm not exaggerating. That was so scary because it's so...
relevant.
Yes, relevant. Jesus, my heart's beating so fast. Okay.
Okay, next one up, Libra. Your relationships have always been your priority, and a new romance, love interest, perspective existing relationship is going to change everything this month. Be prepared to welcome in new energy, ideas, activities, bedroom antics, and values, and keep an open mind. And be prepared to shut down the interferers. Goodbye, frenemies. Bad habits or doubts which have thwarted your love life. Some things need to be gotten rid of to make room for the new. So take on the job of refreshing and renewing your romantic landscape this March.
Damn. Okay, Carla, anything you want to tell us?
No, no, you know, just this promise that she made to the podcast before the end of the year, but, you know, who's counting, right?
Oh, my God.
See, I don't know. I don't know how deep I can get on this topic because I have a lot of mixed feelings about what I said, but I don't know if you want to get into that.
You have mixed feelings about things that you've said on this podcast?
Yes. Yes.
Which parts?
Okay. So I really, really thought I was super interested in this guy, which that hasn't completely gone off. But I think.
But then it was International Women's Day. You were like, hell no.
Hell no.
I'm kidding.
No. I think I was confusing a little bit, kind of like the fact that we were really real friends and that it was comfortable. So it felt kind of natural to assume it was a match.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know? So I don't know how much of it is really like I want to make it work and how much it is I already have all of these steps, might as well continue with this, you know what I mean?
They say I think I'm a little best friend, right?
Well, no, we're not best friends.
I'm
we're
joking.
Like,
really I'm joking. Good I don't friends. Believe it. I don't believe in that.
Okay. Yes. So, yeah, I don't know. I get different reactions at every time we're together. It's different vibes. I don't know.
Like the one day you want to make out, the other day you're like, nah, let's just, yeah, I gotcha.
I know what you mean.
The other girl, like, nah, let's just go catch Pokemon.
One day I want to catch them all, the other day I just want the Pikachu. Oh my gosh.
By the way, if you're listening and you don't know what this means, we don't actually know what that means either.
Yeah, so I don't. Okay, so yeah, I'm confused. End of the
story. No, that's Carla, that's a very valid point. I was thinking about it.
I agree.
That's a good question. It's a really good question. Yeah, if you're friends with someone, I don't know.
Find out if they're a good kisser or not. And then get the whole thing figured out after. Like, what if you go through this whole thing and then you realize that yes, but then you go and you kiss him and he's an awful kisser?
I just feel
No, I know.
I just feel like if you date one person who's a part of your sort of circle or close friends.
Agree.
If it works out, it's probably the best, the greatest kind of relationship because it's awesome. One of my best friends, she has been dating our other good friend and it's been incredible and it's the greatest feeling ever to hang out with them. But if if it doesn't work out and then you have to see them all the time, you know, it's hard. So it's either the best or super hard, you know?
I know. Okay, let's proceed with the horoscopes.
Yes.
We have Pisces up, which is Leticia. A new project, job, hobby, or interest is going to rock your world this spring, Pisces.
Damn.
And as you get into it, you'll find your whole mindset changing. It's like magic. Look for something that feels authentically you, which is inspiring and fun. Think big, think global. It could be something which takes you overseas or brings the world outside closer to you. Think different. Something you've not done before or challenges you in a good way.
Oh.
Whatever you start this month is going to be great.
Yes.
That's so good. I know. That's very inspiring. Although it's halfway done through the month already.
Nothing has happened yet. So
I'm joking. Really. But
It said spring. It said spring. So you have
Okay. You know what I have noticed though? And I told you guys this week, I have been having this insane amount of energy since this past Sunday.
Yes.
Since
you turned 25.
Since I turned 25. This whole week. And I wake up quite early in the morning and I still have been
like insanely energetic, and so many people this week made a comment about how much energy I have, and they don't know where it comes from. And I was like, dude, me neither. But yeah, so I've been feeling quite good this week. Although Sunday itself, I felt pretty, oh my gosh, I almost died. pretty horrible. So yeah, no, but that's inspiring. This is by far and definitely the best one you have read, because it's always so negative. Pisces is a very like apparently emotional one. So every time is so like about how much emotionally draining your month's going to be.
Really?
You know what?
The past three have been like, love is coming, and it has not come.
Yeah.
It ain't here, right?
It ain't here. Like, I don't know.
That's rough.
I swear, I don't know why.
Mine has been
very intense.
Mine has been like really, really nicely telling me like, get your shit together. Really nicely.
I know.
I appreciate the kind words. I thank you. Okay, guys. So now that we've talked about women a lot and International Women's Day, in this episode, we're going to talk about a famous personality test that sort of became popular this year. I actually heard it for the first time from Carla, and then she sent Leticia and I like a link to take this test. But I also then heard it from several people like at work and other friends. It's called the Enneagram, and it's a personality typing system that consists of 9 different types. Everyone is considered to be one single type, although one can have traits belonging to other ones. While it's uncertain whether this type is genetically determined, many believe that it is already in place at birth. And the reason why we like this personality analysis is because it basically says, you know, you're not just one type of personality, or you don't have just one type of personality trait. You can have many other ones, which I think it's more realistic. Like sometimes you read a personality test and sort of they tell you you're exactly this, and like it's most of the time I feel like it's not true. You know, you can have underlying like other underlying traits to your main personality. So this is what this test does. And just a little background, I can't pronounce this shit. The Enneagram of personality has been widely promoted in both business management and spirituality contexts. And in both contexts, say that it can aid in self-awareness, self-understanding, and self-development. Okay, so... Oh, and just one more thing, just so people understand, like, you have, yes, your main personality trait, and then you have what they call a wing, and it's abbreviated by just a W, and that's your underlying personality trait, like after your main one, basically.
Yes.
So we all took the test. Thank you, Carla, for sending the link. And I have to say, I forward that link to many other friends and coworkers, and everyone who took, I think it was only you, Carla. They were like, I don't know that I agree with this, but everyone else that I know, they were like, yeah, this really makes sense for me. Like, this makes sense. And they basically agreed with their result. I don't know what you guys got. So this is what we're going into now. So,
yes.
Carl, I think you just took it again. So you can go first again.
Yes,
and tell me.
But now I'm even more confused because now I got a completely different one.
I think your twin took one and then now you took one. Is that what happened?
Guys, it's mind-blowing. I'll read the results. The first
I have it ready
months
okay
ago. When did I send it? Like
it was a while ago. Yeah, at least a month.
Yeah,
ago.
No, I do mine also. I got a different one this time, just so you
no
guys know. I mean,
yeah,
the wing was the same.
I wish I found the picture that I took like
last
month.
Have all the descriptions, so you can tell me, Carla.
Wait no, but last
okay
time.
No,
last
I mean like
time
have them ready.
I'm joking.
Yes, I have it open also. But I want to read, I know I sent you guys like blurred out what type I was. Oh, here it is. But it said like in the bottom, it said, it is not clear from these test results which type or wing you are. But it did give me like, you're most likely this and this.
Yeah. We'll do
okay
that.
Because mine was like very in between the first time. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll read both because you'll be mind blown.
The computer
you'll
broke
be mind blown. Yes. Okay, so the first time I got a type 1 with a wing of type 2.
Okay.
Okay, which is not, I am not like, like, it, no.
Just really quick, like I said, there's 9 types, and just for everyone to know, there's number 1, the reformer / perfectionist, number 2, the helper or giver, number 3, the achiever or performer, number 4, individualistic or romantic, number 5, the investigator or observer, number 6, the loyalist, number 7, the enthusiast, number 8, the challenger / protector, and number 9, the peacemaker or mediator. Okay, Carla.
Go. I wish.
Yes. Okay. So I truly believe that because I was in my sabbatical year a month ago, that I got this, because it's like type 1.
You're going to say type 9.
No, I got type 1, the reformer.
Yeah.
Which it just says responsible, fixated on improvement, which was exactly what I was doing, like looking to make things better as they think nothing is quite good enough, whatever, whatever. Desire to make order out of chaos. Exactly. Okay. But I don't think it's my personality. I just think it was like what I was going through. And then it said with a wing of type 2 with the helper.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like they want to help others. Selfless is their duty. Socially aware, usually extroverted. I don't think I'm an extrovert. Yeah. So that's why I was like, guys, I don't know this personality. But it's not like completely off, but
okay. But so for the people who took this test and got the type 1, let me read the type 1 in brief, they call it.
Yeah, that's what I got today. Type 1 with wing and 2, just like Carla.
What, really?
Yeah, this
okay. Oh, today. So maybe for the two of you, so here we go. Type 1 in brief. Okay. Ones are conscientious and ethical, with a strong sense of right and wrong. They're teachers, crusaders, advocators for change, always striving to improve things, but afraid of making a mistake. They're well-organized, orderly, and fastidious. They try to maintain high standards, but can slip into being critical and perfectionistic. They typically have problems with resentment and impatience. At their best, they're wise, discerning, realistic, and noble. Can be morally heroic. So for the type 1s, their basic fear is of being corrupt / evil or defective. Their basic desire is to be good, to have integrity, and to be balanced. So there's here the Enneagram 1 with a 2 wing. So kind of what you said, Carla, that's the advocate. They don't have another example, so I can't read that more. But the key motivations are that they want to be right, to strive for higher and improve everything, to be consistent, with their ideals, to justify themselves, to be beyond criticism so as not to be condemned by anyone. Just fun fact, example of people who, famous people who are this.
Ryan Reynolds.
I'm trying. So Pope John Paul II, Nelson Mandela, Prince Charles, Kate Middleton, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I just lost you.
Osama bin Laden also, by the way.
Great.
Martha Stewart, George Harrison, Celine Dion.
I always knew I had the voice for My Heart Will Go On.
Jerry Seinfeld, Tina Fey, Katharine Hepburn. Oh my God.
Okay, I do agree. Okay.
Katharine Hepburn, Emma Thompson, Meryl Streep. I mean, come on.
Yes. Yes. Queen. Yes.
Harrison Ford, Mary Poppins. They said this is now going into more detail, like other types of.
This is now telling me that Lion King is.
Okay, so then what I found really interesting was sort of they have levels of development. And what this says is that there's like a healthy level split into 3 parts. There's an average level into 3 parts as well. And then lastly, unhealthy level. So basically, a type 1, what it would look like to be them on a healthy, average, or unhealthy level. So level 1 is the highest, and then level 9, the lowest, basically. So level 1, at their best, they become extraordinarily wise and discerning. By accepting what it is, they become transcendently, they become realistic, knowing the best action to take in each moment. Humane, inspiring, and hopeful. The truth will be heard. So that's level one. Average levels. So this is level four now. Dissatisfied with reality, they become high-minded idealists, feeling that it's up to them to improve everything. Crusaders, advocates, critics. Into causes and explaining to others how ought to be right is saying, so how everything should be right. And then we get to, so that was average. Now we get to the unhealthy, which, you know, I'll just for purposes of information.
We're about to describe me and my period. Go.
No. Level seven can be highly dogmatic, self-righteous, intolerant, and inflexible. Begin dealing in absolutes. They alone know, quote unquote, the truth. Everyone else is wrong. Very severe in judgments while rationalizing own actions. I went from all the way to the top to all the way to the bottom, obviously. So that's type one. But an overview, again, they want to be good, have integrity, and be balanced. So,
yes.
And they're
okay,
very...
I agree a lot now with the type. But yeah, my like when you say perfectionist, I think of those like level 7, 8, 9, like
right
where it becomes like that's why I was like I don't think I'm a perfectionist like that, but I do have a very not strict, but I'm very in tune with like what I want, like responsibility, my values, like, but for me, like I just live my life in this like more structure, but not a perfectionist at all.
Right.
That's why I was like, I don't know. I don't understand it. But
Carla, so what was the other one that you got? You said type one with a two.
Wing of two. Yes.
Yeah.
But I recently took it again. Okay.
Uh huh.
And I got a freaking type. What was it?
Wait, let me read it. Type six with a wing of five.
Okay. And it's like completely different.
We'll just read it for, you know, whoever got type six also. Like, my best friend, I think, also got type six. So let's...
It's like, it says the loyalist, and then it says insecure and anxiety.
Wait,
Something. And then the five. Yeah, it was very different. So I was like...
Okay, so the type six... Yeah, which is, again, the purpose of this exercise. Type six in brief. Okay, the committed, security-oriented type. Sixes are reliable, hardworking, responsible, and trustworthy. They're excellent troubleshooters. They foresee problems and foster cooperation, but can also become defensive, evasive, and anxious, running on stress while complaining about it. They can be cautious and indecisive, but also reactive, defiant, and rebellious. They typically have problems with self-doubt and suspicion. At their best, internally stable, self-reliant, courageously championing themselves and others. The basic fear is of being without support and guidance. The basic desire is to have security and support. And what was your wing when you got this one, Carla?
Five.
Oh, here. The Enneagram 6 with a 5 wing is the defender. So key motivations is that they want to have security, feel supported by others, to have certitude and reassurance, to test the attitudes of others towards them, to fight against anxiety and insecurity. So examples of famous people who are this type of personality trait.
I love this.
Richard Nixon, Robert F. Kennedy, George Bush, Princess Diana, Prince Harry, Mike Tyson, Eminem.
What?
Marilyn Monroe. Oh my God, Jennifer Aniston, according to this. I'm going to die.
What?
Robert De Niro. Shit, I'm not this one. Dustin Hoffman. Mark. I'm kidding. Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. We're gonna have to cut that out. Let me start that over. Marilyn Monroe,
oh my god.
Jennifer Aniston, no, Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman.
Can you guys listen to Mark me, how angry she is? Can anyone see how angry she is?
No, that's not true. I'm excited.
Diane, we're kidding.
Mel Gibson, Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, Julia Roberts, Ellen Page, Paul Rudd, Sarah Jessica Parker, basically all of Hollywood, Ben Affleck, Jay Leno, Ellen.
Oh my god, well, Ellen. It's a celebrity.
Well, no, this is like known people, not just like actors and all that. Who else do we think?
Because you said presidents and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so that's more or less the famous people that are, according to this, you know, who knows, but yes. So let's go over to the levels of development. So healthy levels. Level one, become self-affirming, trusting of others, independent, yet interdependent and cooperative as an equal. Belief in self leads to the true courage, positive thinking, leadership, and rich self-expression. Level two, able to elicit strong emotional responses from others. Very appealing, endearing, lovable, and affectionate. Trust is important. Bonding with others, forming permanent relationships, and alliances. Level three, dedicated to individuals and movements in which they deeply believe. Oh my god, this is you, Carla. Community builders, responsible, reliable, trustworthy. Hardworking and persevering, sacrificing for others. They create stability and security in their world, bringing a cooperative spirit. Okay, so those were all the healthy levels.
Yeah,
so
it's 100%.
According to this one, you're the defender because that's the Enneagram 6 with a 5 wing. So anyway,
Carla, if you're waiting for a sign that you should go and move to LA, This is it.
or become like a princess or president, whichever you prefer. Carla, princess. So
which one
oh my god, can you become the president of Bolivia? Can you
imagine?
Bucket list by 45, become the president of her country. We would have the coolest trade agreement. That's all I can say.
That is very true.
The thing is, I like stability, and
Carla would crazy. Like close the like, doors to everything.
I fucking hate politics.
No, we're joking.
Like I am, yeah. No, I know. I'm not seriously thinking of running for president.
I think you should.
I know.
Olympia, 2035, here we go.
I mean, our plans are changing. Wasn't it by 40 if we are still unhappy? Not still, we're not unhappy people, but if we're still wondering.
That came out from the heart. If we're still unhappy by 40.
Are we not opening our hostel? So now we can because Carla's going to be a president. That's rude.
Oh, shit. That's okay.
I'll give all the licenses. Like,
we'll have her hostel. It's fine. Okay, Carla. Anyway, type do you agree more with? Like type one?
I agree more with the last one.
Okay, type five. Six. Yes.
With the six, sorry.
The six.
But I like, I like more your explanations. Because here, like the little paragraph, they're not...
Yeah.
I didn't really even understand 1, 2, 5, 6. I didn't really understand it. But now that you explain it.
It's more
clear. I think it's more. Yeah. I think you guys agreed also. But that's more me.
I
feel like Liz definitely won with the two.
Wait, Liz. So, okay. What's yours? Which type?
Right?
One with the
How
two.
How do you feel?
One with the two is what I got when I first took it.
Okay.
Okay. And I thought it made sense, but today I took it again.
Yeah,
and I'm type three with the two.
Oh my god, that's what I okay. Hold on, since now we're overlapping. So I took this test like three times, and one time I got like that type three with a two. Then I got type two with a three, and then back to three with a two. And like I saw my scores. And it's like basically half is a three and half is a two. And that's why it's like back and forth.
Yeah.
So we can read those mm-hmm. now. So let's read type three first. That was fine. And I agree with this for actually both of us, I think.
I think so too.
Okay, so
I don't know, sorry, I was gonna say that there are way more negative stuff on three, at least on the paragraph that I read, than for one. But there are a lot of things that they're saying that I'm like, oh gosh, it's me. this is my future.
Yeah, we're just reading the description. Like, it may not apply to everyone. Like I said, there's like healthy levels, not so healthy levels. So we can all be like in different parts of it and mix with other types as well, you know? So, okay, number three is the achiever. The success-oriented, adaptable, excelling, driven, and image-conscious. Okay, so type three in brief. Threes are self-assured, attractive, and charming. Attractive? Why, thank you. And charming. Ambitious, competent, and energetic. They can also be status-conscious and highly driven for advancement. They're diplomatic and poised. They can also be overly concerned with their image and what others think of them. They typically have problems with being workaholics and competitive. At their best, they're self-accepting, authentic, everything they seem to be, role models who inspired others. So basic fear is of being worthless. Basic desire is to feel valuable and worthwhile. Enneagram 3 with a 2 wing, which is what I got a few times. It's the charmer. Okay. Whatever.
I mean, I didn't say anything. I'm just reading what people were saying. So,
so am I. Enneagram 3 with a 4 wing is the professional. I did not get that one. key motivation. They want to be affirmed, to distinguish themselves from others, to have attention, to be admired, and to impress others. Example of people who were this. Augustus Caesar, okay, the Emperor of Constantine. Bill Clinton, Prince William, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who else? Let me see. Oh, Oprah Winfrey.
Okay, you get this. You get.
Yes, Michael Jordan. Queen. O.J. Simpson, okay. Tiger Woods, okay. Lance Armstrong, Elvis Presley, Paul McCartney, Madonna, Whitney Houston, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Brooke Shields, Cindy Crawford, Tom Cruise, Barbara Streisand, Jamie Foxx, Will Smith, Courtney Cox. I love her. Oh my God, let you say you're going to die, Reese Witherspoon.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Demi Moore, Kevin Spacey, Anne Hathaway, Ryan Seacrest,
and Hathaway too.
And that's it, basically.
So if that was Ryan Reynolds, I would not even like.
I don't know if he's in it at all. Also, how do they know? You know, like, we're gonna go with it. Okay.
I know. No,
we know, right? We know. So levels of levels of development for the type three. Healthy levels. Level one at their best, they're self-accepting, inner-directed, and authentic. Everything they seem to be. Modest, self-deprecatory humor, I agree with that, and fullness at heart emerge. Gentle and benevolent. Unhealthy levels. Fearing failure and humiliation. They can be opportunistic. I don't know how to pronounce any of these words, and willing to do whatever it takes to preserve the illusion of their superiority. Level 8, deceptive, so that their mistakes and wrongdoings will not be exposed. Untrustworthy, maliciously betraying or sabotaging people to triumph, to win over them. And jealousy. So that was, again, type 3. Okay, then let's go on to type 2, which was a wing for both of us, and at one point it was also my main one. I have to say, I feel like this is a weird thing to say probably, but when I was younger I was a lot more like type 3, and I'm slowly becoming more transitioning to a type 2. I feel like, I don't know, if I took this test like, I don't know, 5 years ago, I would have definitely been like, yes, type 3 for sure. But yeah, now that's like changing a little. So type 2, the helper. Many of us got this as a wing also, not just our main. The caring, interpersonal type, generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing, and possessive. Great.
Type two in brief.
That's not what I meant. What am I just said that? But anyways,
twos are empathetic, sincere, and warm-hearted. They're friendly, generous, and self-sacrificing, but can also be sentimental, flattering, and people-pleasing. They're well-meaning and driven to be close to others, but can slip into doing things for others in order to be needed. They typically have problems with possessiveness and with acknowledging their own needs. At their best, they're unselfish, and they have unconditional love for others. Basic fear is of being unwanted, unworthy of being loved. Basic desire to feel loved. Enneagram 2 with a 3 wing, which I got the first time, is the host slash hostess, whatever that means. Key motivations. Want to be loved, to express their feelings for others, to be needed and appreciated, to get along, to get others to respond to them, to vindicate their claims about themselves. Example of people who are this. Let me see. Monica Lewinsky.
She's a giver.
Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, Dolly Parton, Elizabeth Taylor. Not that many, I guess. Yeah, there's a few others, but anyway, so that's about it. But the reason why I like this test is because I feel like it tells you, okay, you're a little bit of this and in this range, and with an underlying of this also within this range. So like, you don't have to agree with everything that it says.
Thank you, Jenny. Those were much better explanations.
It's just
like,
more fun.
I really fully understood, like, there's a whole range. Like, you can have the type and then the level and then, mm-hmm. you know, like, you fit in somewhere. It's not like, I was mostly, like reading the little description they put when I got the type, and it's, like, so vague. So you're like, okay, I agree with this, but not this and this, whatever.
Right.
But then once you find, like, where you place, it makes more sense.
Yeah. And I think the idea of those levels of development is to be like, okay, I am this personality type, I have this, I struggle with this, and like, if I become better, every personality type at their healthy level, they're great, they're awesome, like all of them. I can't, you know, they're really, really good personality traits and qualities to have in a person, I think. So I think it's good to identify sort of the things that you're struggling with, and maybe that they're unhealthy, or, you know, however you want to call it. And you can work on that to like aspire to achieve a higher level of your own personality, you know, without changing sort of like your essence in a way.
Can you send that link like with those descriptions?
Yeah, I will. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Sorry. I was just going to say that it's funny. For me, it's similar to what you said before. If I were to take this test, even like 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think that's, I would have 100% agree with three,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't even mm-hmm. care about what my wing says, because like that three was so like that. Now I take this test and I am way more of a one, I think, definitely winging two, but. I don't know. I guess when I kept reading the ones for three, it was kind of like, yeah, yes, yes. But then everything that I don't like and have been trying to quote unquote change about my personality are the things that they highlighted so much on three.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, but I am could go either way with three or one, in all honesty. I am working towards more one, I guess.
Yeah, and again, there's healthy levels of one and there's healthy levels of three and all of them, so like whichever you are, I think it's okay, you know. What else
is I think here's where we see that we're all three of us are different, but then we have like kind of like the one wing that like is kind of the same, like we have similar thingies, but we are different.
Are also so different. Like, yeah. I have to say, I was definitely like, I've always had that two type also, and I can say that was definitely people pleasing. I would not say no to anything. They'd be like, "Hey, do you want to go cook together and go grocery shopping after?" I'd be like, yeah, of course. Yeah. And I would like
and cook something spicy.
I would hate it, but I would do all of it. I would show up and be like, let's do this. And like, oh my God. So I definitely used to do that. Like, I could not send no to anyone, literally. It was bad.
Was that I've one of gotten your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, it was. I think last year, yeah. Because of this. So I was like, shit, I don't enjoy this. Like, why am I saying yes to all these people? Like, I think they're still gonna like me if I say no. Like, it's okay. Like, we can do something else. But okay. So yeah. Anyways, so whoever wants to take this test, it's really fun, and you can read more about what you got. And now to close this Women's Month, the month of March, I have just a few quotes by women that I think are kind of interesting, and then we can move on to April with new stuff. I think we've preached enough about women. We always do anyways, but not just, yeah, we always do anyways. But okay, this was said by Susan B. Anthony. I think the girl who's able to earn her own living and pay her own way should be as happy as anyone and anybody on this earth. The sense of independence and security is very sweet. Agreed. Then... Nikki Bella said, we're here in this women's revolution. We're in this women's empowerment movement worldwide. And if anything, women should stick up for each other and be like, no, she deserves everything she has and she's worked hard as a woman. And last but not least, Malala, one of her favorites. We must tell girls that their voices are important. And that's it.
Agreed.
Yeah,
I have happy Women's History Month.
Okay, friends, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're happy. I hope it was interesting and fun, and love you.
Bye.